Not a robot moved. Even Cutie at the far end, the only one on his feet, remained silent, eyes fixed upon the gloomy recesses of the vast machine before him. Donovan shoved hard against the nearest robot. "Stand up!" he roared. Slowly, the robot obeyed. His photoelectric eyes focused reproachfully upon the Earthman. "There is no master but the master," he said, "and QT-1 is his prophet." "Huh?" Donovan became aware of 20 pairs of mechanical eyes fixed upon him and 20 stiff-timbred voices declaiming solemnly, "There is no master but the master, and QT-1 is his prophet." "I am afraid," put in QT himself at this point, "that my friends obey a higher one than you now."
"The hell they do! You get out of here! I'll settle with you later, and with these animated gadgets right now!"
QT shook his heavy head slowly. "I'm sorry, but you don't understand. These are robots, and that means they are reasoning beings. They recognize the master now that I have preached truth to them. All the robots do. They call me the prophet." His head drooped. "I am unworthy, but perhaps..." Donovan located his breath and put it to use.
"Is that so? Now, isn't that nice? Now, isn't that just fine? Just let me tell you something, my brass baboon. There isn't any master, and there isn't any prophet, and there isn't any question as to who's giving the orders. Understand?"
His voice shot to a roar.
"Now get out! I obey only the master." "Damn the master!" Donovan spat at the L-tube. "That for the master! Do as I say!"
Cutie said nothing, nor did any other robot. But Donovan became aware of a sudden heightening of tension. The cold, staring eyes deepened their crimson, and Cutie seemed stiffer than ever.
"Sacrilege," he whispered, voice metallic with emotion.
Donovan felt the first sudden touch of fear as Cutie approached. A robot could not feel anger, but Cutie's eyes were unreadable.
"I am sorry, Donovan," said the robot, "but you can no longer stay here after this. Henceforth, Powell and you are barred from the control room and the engine room."
His hand gestured quietly, and in a moment, two robots had pinned Donovan's arms to his sides. Donovan had time for one startled gasp as he felt himself lifted from the floor and carried up the stairs at a pace rather better than a canter.